This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, Monday, on the radio with Ken Kessler, supervising a lot of things informationally, including your comments, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer has a bad attack of the throatitis, so she's absent. It's the boys' team up at bat here. Some really poignant comments, I guess is the word I would use, for Brittany Maynard, who is the 29-year-old, or was, she's not, she's dead now, a terminally ill cancer patient. She took the lethal drugs prescribed by her doctor after campaigning for a long time for the expansion in Oregon of assisted suicide laws. I don't think it was just in Oregon. She worked around the country. For whatever the reason, people are confusing her with Brittany Murphy. Do you remember her?
Yeah.
Young woman who died. That was anorexia or something. She was an actress. Had some malady a couple of years ago. This young lady presented herself very well. Her drugs caused her to gain a lot of weight in the last 4 or 5 months of her life. She's decided that she didn't want to live anymore because she didn't have a quality of life, and that has stirred a lot of conversation, as it always does when these death with dignity discussions get started. She was saying last week that she was having such a good week and feeling so well. She had originally said, I'm going to die on November 1st, and then what I saw toward the end of the week was that she was having a good week. She went to the Grand Canyon, experienced a lot of things on her bucket list, and just said, you know what, I don't want to really die yet. Something must have happened to change that because she is now departed. Does anybody know what the story was? And I wonder, Kenny, if you have. This is such an emotional thing. It brings out a lot of comments from people. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Anything there that is applicable to the rights people have, I think, whether you make the right decision or not, this ought to be a decision that is not controversial, ought not to be something that is considered by many. Only the consideration of those who are closest to it, the person whose life it is, and maybe the lives of the people that she's affecting firsthand. Other than that, it doesn't make any difference to me. I'm not saying I don't care, because I do. I care about her being able to choose what she wants to do.
She had stage 4 glioblastoma, which is a brain tumor, and they had removed it once, but it grew back twice as fast.
Yeah.
And they'd given her 6 months to live. So she posted yesterday on her Facebook, goodbye to all my dear friends and family. Today's the day I've chosen to pass with dignity in the face of my terminal illness, this terrible brain cancer that has taken so much from me, but would love to have taken so much more. The world is a beautiful place. Travel has been my greatest teacher. My close friends and folks are the greatest givers. I even have a ring of support around my bed as I type. Goodbye, world. Speed good energy, spread good energy, pay it forward. You know what? I see what she did. I don't have a problem with it. My only question is, man, when do we get to that slippery slope?
Mm-hmm.
And when
slippery slope? Making up your own mind or having somebody making it up for you?
When do we start deciding that people who are homeless don't have anything to live
we
for?
We don't decide that.
Take their lives.
So that's not a collective decision.
We decide that people with autism.
Why are you comparing PTSD, these two things? What are you saying? Why are you saying
this? That's the only thing I see here that could start to happen is that we give anybody who's got a tough road to hoe
just gives up
and just wants to give up.
If that's their decision, let them do it.
I guess
it's not up to you.
But
not up to me.
What if they aren't
What if? So what? It's what if, their lives. So what? What if? What?
What if somebody returns from war? We were just talking a little while ago about a soldier with PTSD.
Yeah.
And decides, I don't want to try and get help.
Mm-hmm. That's his decision.
When you can help him.
But that's his decision.
But what
educated,
if he's...
Needs to be an educated decision, but...
What if he's... I mean, what if he's that close? What if he's just not... What if all of he needs is 6 months of help, a year's worth of help, and he could be back into a great person who's feeling well?
Who's determining that? Who's going to determine that? Whether there's 6 months or a
year. What I'm saying is, what if he's not of sound mind?
You're saying, what if? What if is what you're saying. Kenny, what do you... How do you read into this?
Well, personally, I think it was her decision. I see what Rich is saying, but I think there's a distinction between making a decision for someone else. Nobody else made this choice for her.
No.
And she tried to go down the different routes to try and fight this.
Right, and I understand what
they took it out.
And I'm okay with what she did.
Right.
I just think that at some point, you may be able to buy this stuff at your local pharmacy and just say, oh, today's the day.
Well, okay. So, how does that affect you if I decide I want to do that? I'm not going to, but let's say I did.
If you're bent on doing that, though, there is plenty of stuff at your local grocery store.
Right. Exactly.
Somebody who wants to do this doesn't need a prescription.
As a society, if we support their ability to do it by making it so easy where you just have to go down to the drugstore and say, I want the end-of-life pill, give it to me, when really all you need are a support group and maybe some pills that help you take the edge off and not feel so bad, and then you work through it and you get a new job, you get a new girlfriend, you get a new whatever, and all of a sudden life starts to look a little better for you.
But isn't it also a slippery slope to decide that you're going to make somebody get help?
Yes, it is very slippery slope.
I would rather take the positive road and try to help somebody than to just let them
check
out.
Try to convince them, but at the end, it's not your decision, it's theirs.
Well,
yes?
You know, one day when you have a bad day, I hope that you'll count on me to try and lift you up instead of just saying, it's all over.
You'll depend on the name of four.
I hope that you will
Who's
count
got
on
their
me
hand
say,
on the
you know
plug?
What? You've fought hard in your whole life, and you've never given up on anything.
Mm-hmm, right.
And I think that if you just work hard for another
Richie,
few months, that you can get through whatever you're dealing with right
if
now.
If it's between you and Meredith as to who decides whether to pull the plug, I'm going with Meredith. You don't mind, do you?
You know I'm going to be the last one to pull the plug, though.
No, I'm not sure. I want you too close to that plug.
Well, I may trip over it.
Right there.
Just to get a little beeping going. But
that's very good, Rishi. Thank you very much. Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Yeah, this is, you got high blood pressure? You better off yourself now to save yourself from the trouble later. No, that's not really the story here. The story is that this is sort of down Richie's lane. Let's follow this for a second, okay? Let's think about what Richie just said for a moment. You got high blood pressure, and that could lead to a stroke. Your family has a history of stroke. My father died essentially of a stroke. So if I were worried about going the way he went, and I had high blood pressure, which thankfully I don't, there's a little chip or a bit of plaque that could loosen up in my system, go right to my brain. It's done. I'm finished. So, using the logic, okay, well, this is going to happen to me. I got high blood pressure. I better get rid of myself now.
Just a matter of time.
Yep.
Might as well end it now.
All right. So, here's the way to fix that problem. Using Heart Factors Plus. And I'm not making light of this at all, by the way, but I think you can come up with any scenario, as Richie was saying. And so, what fixes the problem? This fixes the problem of high blood pressure. It really does. This is the best-selling supplement we've ever talked about on this program. They've sold hundreds of thousands of units of Heart Factors Plus because it works. What it does is mitigate. If you have high blood pressure, it works to bring it down. If you've got regular blood pressure, keep it where it is. If you're over the age of 40, this is something every single American, man, woman, ought to be on. I even give this stuff to Charlotte. I give everything that I take to Charlotte. Heart Factors Plus works for all of the people who have taken it, because it's very easy to measure. Dr. Ken Kronos, one of the doctors on the program, suggests that we always have a heart monitor around, a blood pressure monitor, those sorts of things, so that you'll know this very important future ingredient to your health and longevity. If you've got high blood pressure and you're not monitoring it and doing something about it, then you're just asking for it. But this is a simple way to do something about it. And by the way, Ken recommends this without reservation. Call 800-577-8560. Heart Factors Plus. Try it free of risk. No risk to you. It works. You monitor your blood pressure for 30 days. If it's high and it doesn't go down, get your money back. There are people who have been taking this for months and months and months. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects the blood flow and the blood pressure. Opening up your arteries gets more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your heart. That's why this stuff is so good. It's just almost a miracle. It really is. It's a wonderful discovery. Better circulation, blood flow that goes everywhere. Come on. Call 800-577-8560 to try Heart Factors Plus. Get a, by the way, if you mention Doug Steffen, you'll get not only a 3-month supply that you're paying for, you get a free bottle. You get 4 months for the price of 3. Heart Factors Plus. Pretty much the name says it all. 800-577-8560. You ought to get onto it right now while you're thinking about it. 800-577-8560.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom. A stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient doxylamine succinate versus control in a clinical study.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now, experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexo synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
Things aren't the same as they were when Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have reality TV. Back then, it was just reality. The most exciting thing that ever happened was when Jimmy got his head stuck in a gopher hole. And trust me, that's not a show anyone would binge watch. Yep, we didn't have much entertainment, but switching our car insurance to Geico was pretty exciting.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We had our first stumper on Friday in the One Hit Wonder contest. Actually, you should probably play that again, Richie.
Know what I mean.
Charlene. Charlene was the... Once was an, I like the song. Nobody else does. So let's see if you can remember who did this one. Our daily One Hit Wonder contest happens at this time every day. What I Am. American pop singer, songwriter from Dallas. Who is this? 888-302-3684. Let's listen to it for a moment.
I'm not aware of too many things. I know what I know if you know what I mean. Do you? Show me the shallow water before I get too deep.
You get as a prize a CD of One Hit Wonders, songs you'll all recognize. The artist here in question only had one hit. It's a person's name and the name of a group sort of put together. That helps you a little bit. From Dallas, Texas, this song topped the pop music charts during this week in 1988. So if you have figured this out, what were you doing during this part of your life in 1988? 888-302-3684. Who is the artist? She was attending Southern Methodist University when she decided to leave and focus her attention on songwriting. She was asked to sing in a high school rock band, and that's the band that basically recorded this song. Her high school group recorded What I Am. What I Am was included in their debut album, Shooting Rubber Bands at Stars, name of the album. That helps you.
With
double
title.
Platinum. This is a big song, and this is a big album.
Her husband, on the other hand, has a kajillion number one hits.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Do I get to say her husband?
I think you can tell him.
Yeah.
Hmm. I think you can say that.
Married to Paul Simon. She played the role of a folk singer in the movie Born in the USA. She was performing on SNL when Paul Simon noticed her. She forgot the lyrics to her song when she saw him. 4 years later, she and Simon were married and are together now. They had 3 children. Her albums have sold well, but despite all her talent, she has never had another major hit other than this one. What I am. She's a tall, good-looking woman, as I remember.
She's always been very well-known.
Yeah, oh yeah, she's very well-known.
Yeah, you know who she's touring with these days?
No.
Who?
Steve Martin.
Really?
Doing that bluegrass thing, yeah.
Really? Huh. All right. So who is this? 888-302-3684. I need a little bit more time on the song itself. Go ahead, Rich. You can crank this up a little bit if you like. Richie's talking to somebody on the phone, can't you? Shall I try to sing along with it myself? When you hear things like this, I like the song. I keep talking about this song that I like so much by the lady that we had on last week, and nobody got it, which really disturbed me because, and you guys are all making fun of it, blah, 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 blah. It's just kind of one of those neat songs. All right, let's see here if I can find Ron. Ron. Oh, no, it's not Ron. It's Theron. Hello, Theron. Hello. Where's Theron? Richie, have you got this up, down, sideways? Why don't we have Theron on here?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. All right, so what's the name of this lady in the group?
Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians.
Yeah, that is correct. Edie Brickell, the New Bohemians, did What I Am, so you get the One Hit Wonder CD as a prize. Thank you. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, frequently people ask me, Warren, we'd love to adopt a dog, but we're really looking for a puppy or kitten. And very often I explain to them that they should really be thinking or rethinking about possibly adopting an older dog or cat. You know, you get what you see when you adopt an older pet. You know what they look like, how big they're going to be. And older pets generally settle in easy and bond rapidly with their new family. Many older pets have already experienced parts of life like riding in a car, going to the vet, walking on a leash, and they're just happy to be with you. Older pets know you save their lives and pay you back every day for the rest of theirs, and they're thankful for their second, third, or fourth chance. When you adopt older pets, you can erase their past unpleasant experiences by loving and caring for them. Older pets crave the same sense of belonging and need for love that all living things do. So, if you're thinking about adding a pet to your family, next time you go to the Shelter Rescue Humane Society, check out some of the older dogs and cats. They make great, great pets, and I promise you, they will thank you every day for saving their lives. I'm Warren Eckstein.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything, and you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free CD that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-961-3486. Call 1-800-961-3486 for your free CD. 1-800-961-3486. 1-800-961-3486.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
At 30daysfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Let's move along here on the Good Day program. Television news coming up in a few minutes. Jennifer Horn not with us today because she has the poo-poos. Maybe
she does not have them.
She has the vocal
sore throat. You're making it sound like she's on a can all morning.
She doesn't have Ebola.
No, no Ebola there.
No Ebola.
Ken Kessler doesn't have Ebola. Rich McFadden doesn't have Ebola. I don't have Ebola. You don't have Ebola. So let's keep moving right out of that whole area. 888-302-3684. Email to any of us at DougSteffen.com. That won't come to us. If you send an email to any of us at DougSteffen.com, it won't get here. If you send it to Ken at DougSteffen.com, it'll get here. Or to Rich at DougSteffen.com or Doug at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day Show. More bad vibes around Casey Kasem. This guy can't catch a break even though he's dead. Can't rest in peace. The insurance company, Metropolitan Life, has gone to court. They are confronted with competing claims. One from Casey's widow, who wants the $2 million, and the three children want the $2 million. This is disgusting. Disgraceful.
It's all he's worth?
Well, no, this is his life insurance policy.
Oh, his life insurance, okay.
So they want a judge to decide who gets it. This is so sad. The body was transported out of the country all over the place for a while. Daughter Carrie Kasem speaking for her siblings, pursuing her claim that Jean is guilty of elder abuse. She and her siblings told MetLife that Jean shouldn't profit from the death of Casey, but they should, in essence. Jean says that it's hers, so MetLife has taken it to court to figure it out. Meanwhile, the countdown continues, running every weekend all around the country, still reaching for the stars, still making money. And where is the... He hasn't found a final resting place yet, has he? He's still, like, floating around somewhere.
I guess.
I don't think he's buried anywhere. I thought he was going to be buried in some other country. But
yeah, anyway. I thought Gene had taken him to some other country.
I thought it was Sweden or something. Wasn't that it?
Yeah. Yeah.
As of October 6th, still not buried.
Yeah. No, he's not buried. All right. So there's that silly, maybe silly, sad. Here's something that is annoying. The federal government restricting 37 square miles of airspace around Ferguson, Missouri, for safety reasons.
Why? I
didn't quite figure that out. Audio recordings show that local authorities privately acknowledge the purpose is to keep away news helicopters. The police in Ferguson did not want the media, right after the incident, to have access in any way that they could prevent. So they asked the feds, and the feds agree. The FAA restricted the airspace over Ferguson so that news helicopters could not have access. And as there are still protests going on, apparently the airspace is still restricted. This is on the final approach to St. Louis Lambert Field. Ferguson is on the final approach to Lambert Field. So, no helicopter. I wouldn't want to. Frankly, I wouldn't want to.
I'll get shot down anyway.
Right. So, yeah. Anyway, but this shows you to what extent the Ferguson police have gone to try to control what people learned or didn't learn or know or didn't know about this disgusting incident. This goes on and on and on. The incompetence here. I have still not figured out. One story says the police chief's leaving. The other one says, no, I'm not leaving, or he's not leaving. I haven't figured that out yet. Has he left or not?
No, he's not.
No, he hasn't left. And I don't think he has any plans. He's the problem. And the police are the problem, and his leadership is the problem. So somebody in Ferguson, although they need to run their own thing, home rule, if I were there, boy, would I be agitating for a change, a serious change, a meaningful change. Well, what?
They also found that the guy had gun residue, Brian had gun
that's
residue
not important.
On his hand. He did get a hold of the guy's gun, yeah, and he did try to
true.
Shoot him.
Yeah, okay, so that's what some say, but look at the history of the Ferguson Police Department.
Well, but it all got fired up over this case, and there seems to be
maybe it should have been fired up before.
Well, maybe it should have been.
Yeah.
But
the facts differ.
What other things happened before?
A lot of questions and no answers.
What questions?
You can't get at. The question about what's really, yeah, they'd find it. Where's the specifics? Where are the answers? How come this investigation is taking so long? Why isn't the police or the district attorney or somebody in state government?
Well,
why
are they getting to the bottom 2 weeks ago, the results of the of
private the, findings, were they not?
No, three different.
Yeah, and where do they leave? What, they're all different. They come to different conclusions.
Two of the three agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now this guy, the policeman's not guilty, and this other guy, the black dude's dead. He's guilty.
It's trial by media, uh-huh. And you're jumping on the bandwagon.
And I'm jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah, you're driving the bandwagon.
I'm driving the bandwagon right. Of police having too much power, being corrupted with power.
You're driving the militarization of any cop that has to defend himself.
Don't give me that crap.
No, go.
Yeah, no, don't give me that.
No.
That's baloney. That is nonsense.
You don't know anything.
I do know a lot.
I have a brother that's a cop.
I know a lot.
I see all the stuff that goes on.
I know. Your brother's a cop.
You think that every cop is dirty and that every cop is stupid.
No, I don't think that's
all. Every cop is not trained properly.
That's you setting it up.
And every time we hear one of these stories, you jump right on the other side.
I don't have a microphone switch to shut you up.
No, you sure don't.
No, I don't.
You sure don't.
But you're being a bully.
And is that the way you handle it when you can't? When you
that's the way you handle it when I just
shut
my microphone off.
Right. I control. Look at this. Can't watch this. I can control his mic, but he can't control mine.
That's it. Jennifer should be here for this.
I know.
Okay. So anyway, there's a laundry list. Of
I just
things.
Had to defend it.
I know. I'm not disabled. You don't hear me.
I don't like
general.
Just sit here and bust on cops.
I don't like the cops who are not good. I said my constant theory is that we should have fewer cops. They should be better trained and better paid.
I agree.
That's my theory on police. And these damn military operations that are going on, all that stuff should be stopped.
Right.
Completely stopped. The guy who was 85 years old last week that we were talking about, they sent the SWAT team to arrest this guy because he owed some fine for something. And they had a MRAP. that showed up. Well, how the hell is a local? Where was that? The Utah someplace, wasn't it? Nevada? Where was that, Kenny? Do you remember? It was somewhere out west.
I think it was in Minnesota.
Minnesota, okay, wherever it was. You talk about over 23 police in the SWAT team with an MRAP go after this guy who's old and he owes some fine for something. I mean, come on. That's when you know we're in trouble. Okay, thank you, Rizzy.
Stimulating. Good job.
More stimulating talk radio. How safe is your office now that we're getting into flu season?
Oh, I have my disinfecting wipes here.
Yeah?
And I just wiped down the whole studio.
Can they, can we use them to wipe out your brain, too?
I don't know. Let me see. It says it kills 99% of bacteria in 15 seconds. Let's try it.
Put a little on your forehead. All right. So Staples has reached out to their office managers for their annual flu survey to find out how businesses tackle the flu. All right. So, Richie.
I just told you. I have disinfectant wipes in every studio, and I have hand sanitizer in every studio.
Okay. All right, let's see there. Let's see. This is the quiz to find out if your office is ready to combat the flu. Ready?
Sure.
Your company offer flu vaccines, yes or no?
No.
No. Okay.
Although our building does. Just the other day, they had free flu shots down in the lobby, and anybody wanted to get one, and we pass around the memo saying that they're available.
63% of employers plan on offering flu shots this year. You can live in a bubble. Maybe this is a way for you to stay flu. I don't believe in the flu shots.
I mean, neither do I. That's why we don't offer them.
Yeah, right. I think
although we do. I mean, everybody here has insurance, so they can go get one.
Really? Where do you go to get them? Do you go to
your doctor?
What about going to CVS? All the drugstores are now.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. Let's see here. Just in general, the number of employees that say they go to work with a flu has dropped to 60%.
The other thing is, if you're a manager,
you go to work with a flu.
If you're a manager and somebody shows up at your office and
send them home,
they are showing anywhere close to the signs of the flu. Mm-hmm. Send them home. If you do not, you get what you deserve.
Yeah. Many employees feel they can't take a sick day because they need it for something more serious. The flu is very serious. 88% of managers who took the survey encouraged sick employees to stay at home. Encourage them.
Right.
They don't say go home. 40% feel there's too much going on at work to stay away. 31% show up sick because they think the boss appreciates the fact they came to work and spread their flu around to everybody. Now, sick employees coming to work actually are worse for office productivity because you're making other people sick.
And you have 5 sick employees.
Hello? Not smart.
But you know what?
What?
Right. As a manager, you also know the people who are going to call in sick every flu season.
Mm.
I know exactly today.
Yeah.
I know the people that will call me and say, I'm not feeling well. I won't be in today.
All right. So let's fire them now.
Yeah.
Want to?
You know, if it gets too crazy, it gets tough.
Yeah.
Luckily, I don't have to deal with that too much. But,
okay.
I mean, you have people who are just always sick, or they think they're always sick.
Kenny works when he's sick, but he's not going to get anybody else sick except the wife and the children.
And the cats.
Right.
And half the time, they gave it to me in the first place.
And I don't get sick, fortunately, so I don't have to worry about that. And then there's Richie and all the people that are on. There are 25, 30 people, 40 people in that office where you are, right? How long? How many people are there?
26, 7.
Yeah. All right. So you give it to Laura? Does she get the flu?
No. Laura stays pretty healthy.
Really? All right. Next up on the Good Day program is the latest news from the world of your boob tube. There was a good, last night, great episode. I did not see the Madam Secretary because I actually went to the movie to see The Judge, and it was beyond excellent. What a great movie. Robert Duvall and Robert Downey Jr. This is a movie that Downey wanted to make. It was done by his production company. It was so well done. It was so thoughtful, so provocative, just really well done. If you have not seen The Judge, go see it as you can. I have not.
Guardians
I can't find
Galaxy.
It. We were going to go see it, but I couldn't find it. No. I'll see it on the plane. I'll see it on the plane this weekend when I go to L.A. It'll be on the plane in the box. All right, 14 before the hour. TV report next is here on the Stefan Good Day program.
I try to find the right one, but it seems like they all just have one thing on their mind.
Having only one thing on your mind can be a good thing when you find that special someone. At Geico.com, that someone is a car insurance policy, and the only thing on its mind is being your soulmate. Depend on easy online tools for paying bills and managing claims. Picture a life of savings as you gaze into the eyes of a free rate quote. That's our go-to move. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
I have a book, Fish Oil, The Natural Anti-Inflammatory, written by Joseph Maroon, who did a lot of the research to come up with the most effective anti-inflammatory ever, Omax 3 Ultra Pure. It has the highest rated omega-3s. It is the best for joint pain, high cholesterol, your heart, everything. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors at Yale. It is 100% pure, 15 times better than krill oil, just wonderful. These folks assure that you will love the product. They want you to try the first month free. Call 800-316-7918. That's to get your free 30-day supply of Omax 3. Pay a couple of bucks in shipping and handling, and you get it, you try it, you'll feel the difference. 800-316-7918. Tell them Doug Stefan sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure. 800-316-7918.
This Wednesday, crank it up.
Let's do this!
It's country music's biggest night, the CMA Awards. With performances by Blake Shelton, Luke Bryan, Florida Georgia Line, Keith Urban, Tim McGraw, Dirk Bentley, Lady Annabella. Plus, Ariana Grande teams up with Little Big Town and Miranda Lambert with Meghan Trainor. Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards. Live Wednesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app.
So, I can't sound like Jen Jen, but I can give you an update of some of the things that I have found floating around in the television news column. For example, TNT green lighting an action drama called Agent X, starring Sharon Stone. There is a, let's see, the other star is Jeff Heppner. I don't know who he is. Do you know who, anybody know who Jeff Heppner is?
Let me look him up real quick.
Yeah, doesn't sound familiar.
Stone plays Natalie Maccabee, the nation's first female vice president. Series follows Maccabee and this guy, John Case, who's played by Heppner, as they tackle global threats as well as issues in Washington, handling cases that are too sensitive for the FBI and the CIA. Also stars Gerald McRaney. We've been around a lot now lately.
Simon and Simon.
Yeah. Right. Well, he's been a lot of different things.
He was, right.
He was the bad guy in the Liam Neeson in... The A team. Yeah, I mean, but he's around a lot. You see him around a lot. Fox has pulled the plug on the reality series Utopia. Anybody watch that?
No.
Following the lives of a group of strangers isolated in a camp, tasked with creating their own society.
At first, I thought I was interested in that, and then I watched about 3 minutes of it, and I'm like,
they spent a fortune on that, too.
Yeah. NBC has canceled the Kate Walsh-led Bad Judge.
No!
And the romantic comedy A to Z.
No, Bad Judge is a great show.
Is it?
It's hysterical.
Is it?
Oh, my God, it was hysterical.
Only had 4 million viewers.
Oh.
It was on,
I'm disappointed.
Really? What day of the week was it on?
I don't even remember.
Mm.
It was just on.
NBC has a tough time with new shows.
That was really funny.
Was it really?
Show. Oh, yeah.
What's the best show on NBC? Is it The Voice? What are, I mean, think about
the best
CBS
show.
Has so many good shows. ABC has a couple of good shows like Scandal. That's one. You get into Scandal and you don't drop it.
Yeah.
I've found it a couple of times. I watched that on the plane, too. But it's just, you know, there's so many. Look at the choices that there are. They got to really be sharp to be able to break through.
They blacklisted
that show. They should have let it go.
51 after on Good Day.
Darn.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
About 53 at the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with a focus on Saturday Night Live. Chris Rock was the host this past Saturday night, and there were several things comment-wise. The story behind the story is that they were considered controversial by some.
Just funny.
Guys, he got a great sense of humor. It's not Chris Rock, it's the other Chris who can't read, right? What's the other Chris, the actor that was in Rush Hour?
Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker can't read.
I did not know that.
You didn't know?
Nah.
He can't read. No, he has to have
somebody. It must have been fun teaching Jackie Chan, who could barely speak English, and Chris Tucker, who can't read the script for those movies.
Right. Yeah, there you go. Okay, so anyway, Chris Rock on Saturday Night Live. Let's find out where the fun
is. Really funny.
And maybe there's some controversy mixed in there as well. We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free CD that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-961-3486. Call 1-800-961-3486 for your free CD. 1-800-961-3486. 1-800-961-3486.
All right. We're doing a little editing here on the fly. So Chris Rock had a number of things that were actually fun to listen to as I listened back to him. He's always, I think, sometimes a little bit raw. And that may be what you get out of listening to the part that refers to September 11th in New York. Here's an excerpt from...
Here's where he talks about how we monetize Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus' birthday. It's Jesus' birthday. Now, I don't know Jesus. But from what I've read, Jesus is the least materialistic person to ever roam the earth. No bling on Jesus. Jesus kept a low profile, and we turned his birthday into the most materialistic day of the year. Matter of fact, we have the Jesus birthday season. It's a whole season of materialism. Then at the end of the Jesus birthday season, we have the nerve to have an economist come on TV and tell you how horrible the Jesus birthday season was this year. Oh, we had a horrible Jesus' birthday this year. Hopefully business will pick up by his crucifixion. Yeah. Well, you know, you try to help. Jesus tried to help. Jesus tried to help. Hey, I tried to help. You get hurt by helping. That's what happens. Now, I went down to Washington, D.C. for an anti-gun event, okay? Anti-gun thing at the White House. I'm not big anti-gun, but I just think there should be some regulations just in case. Like the same way I can't drive a NASCAR down the street, I shouldn't be able to have a machine gun in my house across the street from the school, okay? That's it, right? Thing, and it's me and a bunch of celebrities, and we speak out against guns. And then I come home and I check out my website, and I look at my website, and there's all these threats on there. I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna put one in your head. I'll slit your throat. Don't you dare come between me and my weapon. And I realize, oh my God, I need a gun.
All right, so where's the part about September 11th?
If you can't see it from here, then you're in Connecticut, okay?
Twin Towers.
Freedom Tower. But anyway, look, now, they should change the name from the Freedom Tower to the Never Going In There Tower. Because I'm never going in there. There is no circumstance that will ever get me in that building. Are you kidding me? Who's the corporate sponsor? Target? Stop it. In the same spot, they put another skyscraper in the same spot. What kind of arrogant Floyd Mayweather crap is this? In the same spot. What businesses are they going to put in the Freedom Tower? They better put some mandatory stuff in there. Stuff you can't get out of, like the IRS, family court, DMV. So they put a sunglass hut in there, it's going to be empty.
I'm sorry, he's one of the funniest guys ever, man.
But apparently he took a shot, or he didn't take it. He said something about having it's September 11th is going to be so diluted that sooner or later we're going to have nothing but sales on September 11th. Like you'd be able to buy sheets for $9.11, that kind of stuff. I think he's maybe onto something, actually.
You're right.
59 after on Good Day.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.